Hi, this is Craig Norman. I'm the host of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. This is a weekly chronicle show of the women's basketball program at Bishop's University. Today we have a co-host. We have Diane Andreville, who's on my coaching staff. She's a graduate assistant. Diane, what are you studying at University of Sherbrooke? Are you doing graduate work there?
Yeah, I'm doing my master's in the intervention and education in physical activity.
Diane does a great job with our program. She joined us when she was studying sports studies at Bishop's University, and she takes care of a ton of stuff for our program. She runs our small ball program. Diane, can you talk about small ball a bit?
Yeah, so small ball is basically teaching younger kids in the community how to play basketball. So we have two groups in the morning from 9:30 to 10:30, and it's for 5 to 7 years old, young kids. And the second group runs from 10:30 to 11:30 for the 8 to 11 year olds.
So that's every Saturday morning at the complex.
Correct.
The athletic complex?
Yeah, every Saturday morning.
Are there spots still available, Diane?
Yeah, you can still register if you wanted to.
Okay, so they could just show up if that's of interest to them?
Yes.
Perfect. So today on our show, we have a Meet a Gator segment with Maud Archambault from the Bishop's Lady Gators. And we're going to meet a recruit that we're attempting to convince to come to Bishop's University, Miss Sarah Wells, who attends Champlain-Lennoxville. For the first part of the show, though, we're just gonna recap our past weekend. The team left on Thursday morning for North Bay, Ontario, and we played in at Nipissing University. We had two games. On Saturday, we played Algoma. We managed to defeat them. What was the score in that game, Diane?
So on Friday, we played Algoma, and we beat them 72-50.
Okay.
Maud Archambault, which we'll meet later, had 17 points, and she was the second leading scorer.
Okay. Who was our leading scorer?
Our leading scorer was Mara Moshizadi with 22 points.
That's great. And what about our second game? What was the score in that game?
So we beat Nipissing. We beat them 76-46.
Yeah.
And again, Maud was our leading scorer that game with 25 points, where she hit 6 3-pointers.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, on the show last week, I mentioned that our goals for that trip were, it was a business trip, and we wanted to go down there and we wanted to win two games. So we accomplished that goal, and we also wanted to go down and work on our team chemistry. We had a couple of formal team building activities, and they were designed by our life coach, who is Rosalind Ballard. She's played CIS basketball, but she has an expertise in mental training and team chemistry. Diane was in on those sessions. Diane, how did those sessions go, in your opinion?
I think they worked well. They went well. We had two activities where we had to build trust and communication.
Okay.
The first one was about you. It was a human web.
Yeah.
Where someone had to talk and decide like what move everyone has to do in order to get out of the.
And what about the second one?
So the second one was lip syncing. You had your headphones on and your teammates had to lip sync a word and you had to figure out.
So the girls got to know each other a bit better on the road.
Yeah, they did.
You know, we were gone for 4 days, and that's quite a long time to travel with a team. You know, we took two travel days and it was good. Let me just briefly talk about the game against Algoma. We came out and we were down 13 points after the first quarter, and we sort of got shell-shocked early. We didn't play as well as expected. And by halftime, we had taken a one-point lead. In the second half, we outscored them by 21, so we won by 22. Against Nipissing, we had a terrific first half, and we were up 25 at the half, but we ended up winning by 30. We put it on cruise control a bit. I wasn't necessarily happy with that. I was happy with the two great halves we played, which, you know, we'll work on that as the season goes on. You know, early in the season, we don't really want to be playing our best ball, but we want to create a culture where we get some confidence and we build towards the regular season. So that's it for the first segment. We'll be right back with Maud Archambault. Okay, welcome back to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. This week, we're in our Meet the Gator segment. We have Maud Archambault visiting with us. Maud, is a Francophone from Montmorency College who decided to come to Bishop. She's in her second year of eligibility, but she's in her third year of school. Mode is a perimeter player, shooting guard, terrific all-round player. She won three national championships at Montmorency College, and she brings a wealth of experience and pedigree to our program. Mode, tell us a bit about yourself, where you grew up, where you went to high school, and a bit about your family.
Okay, so I'm from Saint-Augustin-de-Desmaures. It's next to Quebec City. I started playing basketball at 11 years old. So I played a bit, and then I went to high school to play at SSF, Séminaire Saint-François. This was a really competitive program, and I learned a lot there. And for my family, like, they always been behind me. They're my biggest support, and they're with me in all the tough part of basketball.
You know, from coaching you the last 2 years, I've seen a couple of people at all our games, everywhere we go. Is that your parents that I see in the stands all the time?
Yes, all the time. They never miss a game, and they're always there to support me.
Okay. Can you talk about your decision to go to Montmorency and moving away from home for the first time?
Yes, I was recruited in Montmorency when I was 17 years old. I chose to go there because it was a really good basketball school, and I thought I was going to learn a lot on my basketball career, and also I will grow as a person since I was leaving home and going in an apartment, so that was going to be a tough part, but I think it was the best choice I've made so far.
So that took some courage to move away at home. How old were you? 17 years old then?
Yeah, 17, yeah.
And did you live by yourself, or did you live with some teammates?
I live with two teammates, but I was I needed to cook by myself and to do my laundry and everything. So I learned pretty fast the adult life.
So tell me this, what was your experience like as a basketball player at MoMo? Because I know you had great success as a program.
Yes, but the team was really, really good. The girls I was playing against in practice were probably the best girl in the league. So it was a challenge every practice, so that's why I developed a lot. I practiced really hard every day, if it wasn't twice a day. So I think if it wasn't for Montmorency, I wouldn't be probably playing basketball at university right now.
Can you please talk about, you know, the winning tradition at Montmorency? You won three provincial championships and three national championships. Now, people out there probably do not realize what a great accomplishment that is. That must have been an unbelievable challenge and an unbelievable experience for you.
Yeah, I think, but it never happened in Montmorency that three back-to-back national and three back-to-back provincial. So that was a big accomplishment for us. But I think with all the hard work we put in for those 3 years, it was just like the accomplishment that went with it.
Yeah. So tell me, coming out of MoMo, what schools were recruiting you? And why did you decide to come to Bishop's? I know that the recruiting process can be very difficult for young student athletes. What were you looking in a school, and how did you make your decision?
When I was out of Montmorency, I knew that I was going to study business at university. So I wanted to study in English to make sure I could be a bit more bilingual. And that was going to help me in my career after that. So I was hesitating between McGill and Bishop's. I know that McGill has a good reputation at school and everything, but I really like my visit in Bishop. I really like the community sense, and like the school is really small, so the teachers are really with the students, and we have a lot of support around us. So I really wanted to make a move that was really different from when I went to Cégep, like a winning team and a tradition like of good players, competitiveness. And I thought that Bishop was like more a rebuilding team, and I wanted to be part of that.
Well, I think it took great courage, and certainly Bishop's is the better for you choosing to come here. How was the transition from studying in French your whole life to English? And what do you think the benefits of that are for you?
I think for career-wise, it's going to be really good to be bilingual. I'm studying in finance and accounting.
You are bilingual.
Yeah, it's coming. So yeah, so it's really good in business, but also I think it's like another challenge for me. I really like challenges. I knew when I was coming to Montmorency that I was not going to be like the first player playing, and that was the challenge for me in Cégep. And then at university, I thought that my challenge was going to be like to help the team rebuild, and then to study in English, it was going to be a bit harder, but I thought the challenge would be good.
Okay, now tell me, your first year at Bishop's, you faced a great challenge when you had a serious knee injury. Please talk about that process and how you handled it. That must have been devastating for you at the time.
Yeah, it was my first year, first game of the season. I tore my ACL, so my season was over. I thought I let my team down a bit because we were on a good like rebuilding stuff. So I was really disappointed. But after the injury, I thought about more about the process phase of like coming back next year and everything. So I was really serious on my rehab. I did a lot of weight training, and I listened to the doctor, the physio, and the athletic therapist. So I came back after 7 months of my surgery, and I was back in shape.
Well, for people out there, I watched Mode recover from that injury, and she was very disciplined in her approach, and to the point where she was driving me crazy, trying to get back into matches before she was allowed to from the doctors. At first, she had a protocol where we limited her minutes, but she was constantly on me. She was upset when I took her out. But I think she has come back a stronger, more dedicated player. Mode, you know that sports injuries are just part of the game. And I'm wondering what advice you could give to a young basketball player out there who suffers a serious injury.
I think you need to focus all the time on like the long-term goals, not to come back like in 1 month because it's a big injury. There is a lot of like implication in that. So I think you need to focus on like putting the work now so that you can recover easily later, and that you always need to persevere because there's a lot of like obstacles that's going to come through your way, but you got to pass through that.
Now, Mode, you know, you won three national championships at Montmorency, and when you decided to commit to Bishop's, they were in a funk where they had lost 74 straight games in conference play. All right, can you elaborate a bit on where the program is now compared to when you arrived?
I think the competitiveness of the program is way better than it was. The organization around the program is now really good. We can match with the teams in our league. I think the girls are more serious and they want to be more implicated and like all the community stuff and the everything around the program that's going to make it grow and make people come here and attract new recruits.
Great. What are your expectations for the team and for yourself this year on the court?
For sure, I want nothing less than a championship. I think it's our year right now. We have a lot of experienced girls. We have a lot of like competitiveness in our practice. So I think we can make it through the end.
Now tell me, Mode, you know, academics is important to you. Academics is important to our program. Can you please talk about what you're studying at Bishop's University and how you balance academics and athletes? In fact, how do you manage your time?
Yes, like I said, I'm studying in finance and accounting, so it takes a lot of time and a lot of homework time. So I have a precise agenda and I need to respect like all the time limits I'm giving, and I don't have a lot of free time. So when it's not practice, it's studying, and like that, I can manage my time pretty good.
Now, Mode, where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I would say I would really like to be working in a consultant firm, so like I can help like firms around the world, like international firms, to restructure their financial stuff and stuff like that. But I think I'm more a day-to-day person, so I don't know yet in 5 years.
So Mo, what do you know, you're pretty dedicated to your academics and your basketball. What do you like to do in your free time when you're not studying or playing basketball?
I really like seeing friends and family since we cannot see them a lot. And I also like doing, for example, outdoor activities and stuff like that.
Okay, well, Mo, listen, thank you very much for dropping by and being a guest on Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. I wish you all the success in the world this year on the court and in the classroom.
Thank you very much.
Once in a while, they pass a secret along to you and me. I believe in miracles. Something sacred burning in every...
Okay, welcome back to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. We have a special guest here today. We have a recruit, a potential recruit, Miss Sarah Wells, who's in her third year at Champlain-Lennoxville. Sarah's a terrific, terrific young player who's blossomed in the last 3 years. I've watched her develop in front of my eyes. This past summer, she played for the Cégep All-Star team and managed to get some big minutes against a couple of NCAA opponents. Recruiting is probably one of the most important parts of my job, and I'll touch more on it in the conclusion of this show. We're happy to have Sarah here, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks she may commit to Bishop's University, but you know, that will be that'll take a lot of hard work because there's a lot of schools out there after. Sarah, can you please talk about when you first started playing basketball and where you went to elementary and high school?
Well, I started playing basketball when I was in grade 4. I went to Ayerscliff Elementary School, just about half an hour away from Lennoxville. And I also played in the Border Hoops League, which was a league across the border that me and my friends just played in for fun. So that was like my first kind of basketball experience, and I loved it ever since. So then I went on to play in high school at Collège Sacré-Cœur here in Sherbrooke. I played there for my 5 years, and then I came right over to Champlain.
That's great. Now, when did you know that you possibly had the talent to play at the Cégep level?
Well, I had always been like super athletic. I think I probably did every single sport. And then when I tried basketball, that was the last sport I tried. I just really loved it and it was going really well. But I also remember my dad used to take us to watch BU play and watch Champlain play. And I remember telling myself like, hey, like I want to be like that when I'm older.
Now, were you recruited coming out of high school, and why did you decide to go to Champlain-Lennoxville?
I was recruited out of high school, and I've known Steve. He knew me when I was in high school, so I already had that kind of connection with him, and he just sold Champlain to me. And plus, they were going Division I, so that was the plus for me. It was close to home, and I got to play in one of the best leagues in Quebec.
You know, for Bishops, it's, you know, and Sarah's talking about, you know, she grew up in the area and then she went to Champlain-Lennoxville. For our program, it's huge if we could keep local talent, and it's great for the community. So we got our fingers crossed that we can convince Sarah to come to Bishops. Now, you were talking about, you know, your athleticism and you realized you could play at the Cégep level. Well, when did you start to realize you were capable of being an elite student athlete and that you would train seriously to play at the university level?
That's a big question, but similar to my previous answer, I remember I went down to the States a couple times to watch like Dartmouth play and Harvard play, and I just was super impressed by the fact that these young like women and men were able to play good basketball and be student athletes. So I'd shared that with my parents, and my dad is like one of my biggest role models, so he always told me like, Sarah, if you want to get somewhere in life, all you have to do is like work hard. So he instilled that in me at a kind of young age. I was maybe middle of high school, and I kind of always kept on with that mentality.
Well, you know, for myself watching you, I always knew that you were a tremendous athlete, but it seems in the past 6 months your skills are starting to catch up to your athleticism, and I'm wondering if you could talk about some of the sacrifices you made over the last little while to hone your skills and master your game.
Well, I just decided that if I was going to play at the next level, that it needed way more commitment than what I've already been putting in. So I just changed my mentality and said, like, hey, like, this summer, you don't have school, you're not working that much, so you live right by a gym, why don't you just get in the gym, like, work out more than you probably should. And I think it's working out pretty well so far.
I think so. This past summer, you had the opportunity to play on a Cégep All-Star team versus NCAA teams. What was that experience like for yourself?
That was pretty wild because I never thought I'd actually have the chance to kind of get a taste of that. But it also like showed to me and I think the other girls that I played with that like we were capable of playing at that level and keeping up with girls that are in the so-called NCAA that like we kind of glorify. But I mean, they're just basketball players like we are, and I mean, we work just as hard as them. So it was pretty cool.
So you've now garnered serious interest from various universities. Can you please talk about the schools you are looking at?
Wow. Well, I'm looking at Bishop, first of all. I went to visit a couple of schools. Well, one school in Ontario. I went to visit Western. I'm considering University of Vermont, just across the border. A couple schools in Montreal, Concordia, and McGill. But it's still kind of a wild ride. I'm still trying to like gather all the information on academic programs, on their basketball programs, to make like the best informed decision possible.
What interests you about Bishop's University?
Well, it's close to home. Yeah. So that's always a plus. As much as I do want to leave the nest, it would be pretty sweet to be close to home. I know a lot of people there. The sports complex is amazing. The campus is really nice. And it's a small school too, so that's also an advantage, like classroom-wise.
Good. Now, you know, being a local kid, all right, there's probably a lot of young, aspiring female basketball players out there listening. You know, what advice could you give to them about becoming an elite basketball player in this area?
Wow. Well, I would just say, first of all, keep up with school. Do not become lazy. Don't put school off, because that school will get you pretty far. Like, universities want you, A, because you're good at school, and it's a plus if you're a good athlete. And B, if you want to be a good athlete, you just have to put in the extra hours. If you go to basketball practice, stay half an hour after practice. Go shoot a bit more. On Saturdays, if you don't have practice, go for a run, go to the gym. You always got to go an extra mile, as Coach Steve would always tell us.
Now, can you talk a bit about what you like to do in your free time? Like when you're not playing basketball or studying?
In my free time, I like to sing a lot, and I also play the piano, so that keeps me busy, if you will.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be a guest here. And, you know, hopefully the people out there listening will get to hear you in that same chair next year in the Meet the Gator segment of our program. Good luck to you this season.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
We can all learn to sing the songs the angels sing. And I believe in God, and God ain't me.
Okay, welcome back. This is the wrap-up segment of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. This upcoming week, we do not have any competitions planned. We got back Sunday late in the afternoon after an eight-hour drive, and we decided to give the girls Monday and Tuesday off. I think as a coach, you have to recognize when your players are fatigued, and as student athletes at the university level, you also have to let them catch up with their academics. Recovery and regeneration is huge over the course of a long season. So the girls have Monday and Tuesday off. We're going to practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then they can all get home for Thanksgiving week. The following week, Diane, we're going out to Halifax, to Dalhousie. Diane, can you please tell us who our opponents are going to be at the Dalhousie tournament?
Yeah, sure. So on Friday, October 13th, we'll be in Dalhousie playing against St. Mary's. On Saturday, we'll play against Brock, and on Sunday, we'll play Dalhousie.
Now, Diane, this past weekend, you know, some other teams in our conference played. And for all you listeners out there, we probably play in the most competitive conference in the country. Last year, Laval and McGill played in the national final. All right. The other teams in our conference are UCAM and Concordia. Throughout the year last year, all four of those teams were ranked in the top 10, with Laval and McGill being in the top five. And McGill eventually won the national championship last year. So we like to keep a close eye on what they do as well as the season progresses. Diane, who played this past weekend?
So UCAM, Laval, and McGill played this past weekend. They got a couple wins and losses. On Friday, UCAM won against Dalhousie 80-60. and Laval won against UNB 81-47. McGill also got a win against Regina 85-71.
Thank you, Diane. Yep. So, you know, we won two games. Those schools won, so our conference started off really well. To end this show today, Thanksgiving weekend's coming up, and I think it's important out there for everybody to think about what you're grateful for. Spend some time with your family. You know, every now and again, it's nice to just do a random act of kindness for somebody. You know, the song we're going to be playing throughout the show today is entitled God is God by Steve Earle. And I think that every day is a blessing. All right? Every day is another chance to get it right. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Stood on mighty mountains and gazed across the wilderness. Never seen a line in the sand or a diamond in the dust. And as I fade unfurls, every day that passes, I'm sure about a little bit less. And my money keeps telling me it's God I need to trust. And I believe in God. God in us. Songs watching and wondering.